JJHI. Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio.
Yes!
Tonight,
a woman's perspective
and
your thoughts.
And we take your calls at
210-888-9198.
And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. JJHI Radio back for another Wednesday night. You're still clapping. Good people. Yeah, back here on the 29th of March. It is Wednesday night. It is 9:01 p.m. and you are listening to JJHI Radio. Way to go. Write this number down, 210-888-9198. You can call after 9:30 if you've got questions for our guest tonight. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I don't know. Jerry has not handed me the card yet, nonetheless, but we'll be talking about a woman's perspective, and perhaps your perspective. Feel free to get those questions ready. Email us, admin@jjheadinterest.com. Meantime, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
That's good Corona Light.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Fellas, yeah. Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Banger Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the
You're listening to JJHI Radio.
Who farted?
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more cheese than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Crane's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Twerkatron. Working overtime. Twerking overtime. It's JJHI Radio. In case you didn't know already. The woman's perspective. What is it? I've been married for 13 years almost here. Lucky 13. And I don't know that I understand the woman's perspective. Do you? Are you a woman yourself, ladies and gentlemen? All of you? Do you comprise one woman? Do some of y'all hop back and forth, in and out, if you know what I mean? The woman's perspective is very important in our world. It has been throughout antiquity. Look at Cleopatra. Good heavens. Look at her. Well, I know you can't see her, but this is a very interesting picture of her on OnlyFans here I'm looking at. And I got to tell you, I would. Absolutely. Jerry, who do we got tonight? We got somebody, right? Don't we have somebody for this evening? I thought you had sent me an email on this.
Cinnamon D'Amato. Cinnamon. It's cinnamon, asshole.
That does not look like how that's spelled. Cinnamon D'Amato? Cinnamon D'Amato joining us here on the program this evening. Welcome, Cinnamon. I understand you are a woman and you have a perspective, correct?
That's correct, and thank you for having me, Jeffrey.
Well, the pleasure is, at least for now, all mine. Looks like we spoke with you last week after having the episode about identity. And you certainly identify as a woman, and you have a perspective, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
I see. Now, have you always identified as a woman, or have you had to transition throughout your life?
No, I started out as a young boy, and I've transitioned over time.
Oh, very nice. So as a young man, you started out the way most young men do, I would imagine, in school, in sports, in other extracurricular activities, perhaps religious?
Absolutely. You know, I even played football, and at one point I was a tight end. Not anymore. But As a young boy, I was also an altar boy.
Oh, very good, an altar boy. I would imagine you you start in kind of as one of the candlestick holders there, right, with the flame going, and then were you eventually promoted or?
Absolutely. I mean, I used to hold that nice and tight and gripped it well, and then I graduated onward to something bigger and better.
I would imagine a firm, tight grip, a good rhythmic pace in walking would facilitate a promotion to holding the cross rod on a regular basis, correct?
A woman of that.
A woman indeed. Amen. How old-fashioned, right?
Oh, that's so out with the old.
I see. And in with the new, of course, I would imagine. Cinnamon, at this point, were you promoted to the cross-bearer, and then what else happened?
Well, there was a lot of sit, kneel, and standing involved. So, and sure. that repetition and a lot of kneeling. And after a lot of that, I just happened to graduate onward and, then kind of grew out of that phase and kind of came into my own as a young man. And then now, a magnificent woman.
When you say came into your own, give us a little bit more background about what that was exactly. Was there an epiphany?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's an age where you just realize who you are and what you're about and that you enjoy your mom's high heels and pearls. And then, you go from hiding in the closet, trying those on, to being a little bit more open and doing fashion shows with your cousins, to getting beat up at school.
Well,
and then finally, coming to grips with what you are and who you are.
Your mother, you must have had massive feet for you to be walking around in those shoes.
Well, possibly.
I mean, what were you, a size? For instance, what size are you now? What were you then? Shoe size, please. Shoe size.
Okay, I was going to say a woman never really tells her size.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that. But the shoe size, in this case, at the time, you were beginning to think and be, I suppose, what they call in the community, curious. What size were your feet?
At that time, about a 9.
That's not bad. Actually, you could probably get into a woman's shoe with size 9 feet. Yeah.
That was then, not now, but yes.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Were these heels, were they? Wedges, sandals, what type of shoes were they?
Well, these are, the type that have just a slight heel on it, but not like a stiletto or anything, just a slight wedge type heel.
Just a conservative wedge.
Exactly, like the ones your mom would beat you with when you act bad, like those.
I was raised in a home where the parents did not do the beating. They just said they were disappointed. Hence this
you
show,
were spared
JJHI
the rod?
Radio. Yeah. Yeah.
You were spared the rod?
I was spared the rod despite the sword.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. All right, so you're 18 years old with a size 9 foot, correct?
I was at that time, yes.
Yeah. And from that point on, what else happened? You leave school. You presumably leave the altar boy guild. What's next for Cinnamon?
Well, then I move into a certain area. I move out of my parents' home, and I start my career as a model. And I surround myself with beautiful, like-minded people of my community, which helped me grow into my own and blossom into my beautiful self that I am today.
Mm. I see. And so now you're currently a model, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And what type of modeling do you do and for whom?
Well, you may not see all of me, but I do eyelash advertisements.
Oh, very lucrative. So you have long, you got long natural lashes.
Yes, and I also do scarf modeling.
Okay, how is that just the neckline there? Or?
Yes, I have beautiful traps, and they fall just right when you wrap a scarf on it. So, you know, it looks beautiful when you take it with a scarf. And the nice thing is I still have some hair there, so I can nair it off at times and let it grow back. So I can actually, you know, model both for men and women.
Very lucrative.
Very.
You know, what are your thoughts on public transportation? Do you use public transportation?
Oh, I use it as much as I can. I mean, I've even had this amazing date on it not too long ago, but we did get into a bit of trouble.
Yeah, you know, a lot's being publicized about public transportation now that the real virus that was not fake is over with. And some people have some concerns coming back, both to work and to public transportation. Not as inclusive a group as you would think. And I would imagine that if you're going to get around in a place like, let's say, downtown Houston, you got to have air conditioning and you got to have a crapper. So what are your thoughts on that from a woman's perspective? Do you think that Houston area public transportation is adequate? Do you think the facilities are well kept up? Do you think that you have access to these facilities on these dates you've been on?
Well, fortunately, they're unisexual, so they apply to anyone. No, they're disgusting like any other bathroom. And the toilet paper is so cheap that, you know, I don't understand why your middle finger always has to smell. But sure. I can tell you, it's always a struggle bringing a friend, hint, hint, into the bathroom when you're trying to hook up. It's just not enough room, and it's smelly. But I'll tell you, it definitely helps when you're in the mood.
Well, it's going to be smelly one way or another if you're going to be, you know, engaged in a latrine meetup. But I agree with you. If you're going to accommodate those who might be over 400 pounds, that's got to be a bigger seat. It's got to be a bigger overall lavatory, don't you think?
Well, I would assume if someone is that large and bulbous that that would happen. But, you know,
you have to be able to close the door, folks.
Absolutely.
It's privacy.
A woman of that.
A woman indeed. And the women's perspective is on this that, once again, it's not big enough for him, so how can it be big enough for her and other individuals that might occupy that if she's trying to have a good night out?
Or much less two people, you know?
Or three. They don't all have to be using the toilet at the same time. But they may want to be able to share a moment, you know?
Now you're just getting me all hot and bothered.
I can imagine. Sheila Jackson Lee. Is Sheila your she for mayor?
No. Absolutely not.
And why is that? Because I feel that her voice is very similar to yours. You have that in common with Sheila.
We may, but her values are not my values.
How so?
Oh, they vary completely differently. I mean, I am still a conservative through and through. Despite my alternative lifestyle, I am still a conservative. Although I'm not exactly accepted into that, but I am okay with that because I still hold my values true, and that person does not share those same values.
God bless you. God bless you. You know, a woman to that.
Thank you.
You know, it's about decentralizing the means of production. It's about decentralizing decision-making. It's about decentralizing the concept of sexual identity, as long as it's not around kids, right? I mean, hey.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so I have nieces and nephews, and I definitely don't show any PDA around them. You know, my business is my business, and their business is theirs, and I don't cross over. I'm still the best, you know, Uncle Aunt Cinnamon that they've ever had.
Absolutely. As you should be.
Or they call me Ankle.
Ankle. Do you have cankles?
No. I have a beautiful model body.
Describe it to my listeners.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm 6'4". And depending on my hair that day, long, beautiful brown hair and big, beautiful blue eyes.
You're talking about the hair on your... I'm sorry, you're talking about the hair on your head?
Well, that's for, you know, that to be determined later, sir.
What do you think about anal dreadlocks as a fashion statement? In or out?
I think more of like a corn roll is more appropriate down there. Yeah. Not really a dreadlock.
You got to pat that butthole weave, you know?
I think it should be maintained but kept. I think it keeps the integrity of the area, you know, how it is. And I think, yeah, I like a good hairy butthole.
Fantastic. Cinnamon, how often do you spend time in rest stops?
Not much. Fortunately, I don't have to stop at those. I don't have a shy bladder, so, you know, I can hold it for hours. And, yeah, it just depends.
That's
so not a lot.
It's kind of an old hat meetup, isn't it?
I think it's an old stereotype that's not true. I think some of your best glory holes are in gas station bathrooms. Why do they have to be at rest stops?
Why should they? I mean, people need to feel safe that they can, you know, take a dump without someone's dong coming out of an orifice, right?
I mean, some of the best places are at Buc-ee's. Let me just tell you. You tap on the floor three times. Oh, yeah, it's a signal.
It's kind of a kind of similar to that of a a horse, right? Just give him four stomps, and the door unlocks.
If that's what that takes, yeah.
Yeah, I think Buc-ee's is more appropriate. You do get a lot of privacy there. You've got a full floor to ceiling walls, a nice metal door, and definitely space for two. Hey, Sheila Jackson Lee, take note. Maybe we could redo
right.
Some of those buses and trains you're running, or will be, if you get elected, which he might, sadly. What is the woman's perspective as it pertains to collegiate and pro sports, Cinnamon?
Well, you know, as a woman, I can do anything a man could do.
You certainly can, or at least have the opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, once I converted, I started to dominate my sports tremendously. Some people find it unfair, but I don't.
How do you define domination of sports?
Well, as now a female arm wrestler, it's amazing going up against other females. And I think I'm ranked 7th in the world now.
Is that right?
I'm number one in Texas. Yeah.
Where was the last all female arm wrestling championship for the state region? When was that, and where was that held? I'd go to that.
Would you?
I would. Well, I'd like to see some over the top there.
Yeah, it was at George R. Brown, right? And it was about 3 months ago. Mm. They do it right at the beginning of the year.
It's out back there behind the convention center, right?
Maybe.
We're going to take a break here on JGHI Radio. We'll be right back here with Cinnamon DeModel. Cinnamon, will you stay with us?
Absolutely, but I want to tell you a couple stories when we come back.
Of course. We got more stories coming back here on JJHI Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, don't close your browser. Stay right here with us. It's JJHI Radio.
Hi, this is David Brown, the science pronoun, because science knows no gender. Did you know that your body is 80% water? What if you could get to 100% water and live an aqueous lifestyle? Just start drinking more water. This has been a science fact with David Brown, the science pronoun.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
Tonight on CSI Houston.
Dicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris?
Just tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute Reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. It's time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's gotta be somewhere. You gotta give me something. The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks! You expect me to believe that?
A bag of dicks nobody bargained for. Tonight on CSI Houston.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to open up the phones here at 210-888-9198. Get ready to call if you haven't already. Stick that shit in your phone, folks. Back here with Cinnamon DeModel, correct?
That'd be correct, sir.
I'm glad we're back here with you, Cinnamon. I'm talking about the woman's perspective. I think you had some interesting Cinnamon stories to tell us. Is that right?
I do. But first, I do need to give a plug. So you asked about my arm wrestling competitions.
Sure.
Our next showing is going to be in June, and it's going to be at the LeBaire Club in Houston. All the women from around the state come and commence on the club.
They do.
But we bring in a crowd. Men, women alike, come watch and watch me destroy the competition.
Over the top. Come see Cinnamon DeModel at LeBaire. What's the date on that?
That's going to be June 18th.
June 18th. Put it on the calendar there at LeBaire here in Houston. a arm wrestling card that looks pretty impressive here. It looks like you've got Jill the Snake Herpeson versus Diana Benoit. It's the opener. Diana's a hell of an arm there. I mean, look at that. It's one bicep, very large. And then, of course, the title will be Cinnamon. Who are you? Who are you up against on this one? I don't see it very well printed here.
Jerry, can you write legibly? Fuck.
Who are you? Who are you arm wrestling that?
Did you mention? Yeah. You mentioned this. The lady, the snake.
Yes, Jill the Snake.
Yeah. Jill the Snake, you know the only reason she's got a big arm, right? It's because she subscribes to her Clitter account way too much.
Sure.
You know what that means?
I think I can use my imagination. She gets digital.
Oh, she does, and she's always on her Snapper chat.
Gotta love it. So set up this story for us, Cinnamon.
Well... You'd asked earlier about, you know, bathroom encounters on public transportation.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a great date with someone. I think he's a normal caller. He might have been a guest before on your show.
Okay.
What's his name? Chris? We call him the
Magnificent
Chris.
Chris.
Magnificent Chris, yeah.
Oh, you've had some fun with Magnificent Chris. That's wonderful, dude.
I have. Well, he's not so magnificent, but, but great date, though, right? Nice guy, just not for me. I'm not into the gingerbillies, you know, but that's okay.
Okay.
But, so we meet up. We decide we're going to take a bus date, like a bus picnic. I don't know if you've heard that concept or ever tried it, but it's pretty darn cool.
Bus picnic.
Right, right. What you do is you get on a bus, you meet, and then you meet at a random stop. Like someone else gets out on a random stop, and you bring something, and then they bring something, and you decide to take the bus route. You just ride around, and you sit next to each other, and you have food, and then you see how it goes, and you talk.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, and he's a great conversationalist. So we decide to slip into that public bathroom you're talking about, right?
Just at the back of the bus there.
Well, we kind of sat close to it, so it wasn't hard to slip into it.
Sure.
And, you know, we're going in there and we're starting to go at it. And you know, I discover, I guess, Krabappel is what he calls it.
Penis. Yes, he calls it Krabappel.
Yeah. Not. It's more like a mushroom, kind of a big head and little stem, but whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. It was entertaining, but then he went down on me and found, you know, my surprise.
And what was that surprise?
Well, you know, I was packing more than he was.
Ah. Now, that could go one of two ways. That could go surprise, confused, disappointed, or surprised, confused, and ready to play.
Well, a couple of things that happened was at first he said, well, you catfished me. And I'm like, dude, I've been very open. You know, I have the best angles in my photos, mm-hmm. stretched out neck. Yeah. You know, I have that pose, you know, the I have nothing else to offer pose where I'm kind of kicking one leg up and one leg back and looking over my shoulder.
I'm not aware, but I would imagine that would work though.
Oh yeah, when you see that in one of our female pictures, it's called "We Have Nothing Else to Offer." So
you
anyway,
think there would be a catchier name for that pose, like "What You See Is What You Get" or something? You know?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, he told me he felt like I catfished him,
yeah.
And then. Then he said, well, you know what? We're already drinking. And so I'm going to drink until I think you're a woman. So, and I'm like, dude, I am all woman. Thank you.
A woman.
And anyway, a woman. Exactly. So yeah, he ended up going down on me in the bathroom.
Wow.
And yeah, then I finished and he packed up his stuff and got off at the next stop.
No hug, no thank you, no tip.
Well, he got the tip, but other than that, no. I mean, he didn't even, thankfully he didn't try to kiss me, but yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I really am.
It's okay. He's a nice guy, just not for me. Again, I'm not into ginger billies.
Yeah, and I think you can do better than that. I really do. Cinnamon, the thing is that I understand it's kind of fun every once in a while to roll the dice, but you know, just stay away from the Magnificent Chris. You know what I mean? He's my guest, not yours.
Understood. I know he's a special someone. He's just not my special someone.
Well, a bag of dicks he's hiding somewhere that some cops were talking about earlier. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get into with that guy. You may as well walk away, you know?
Well, that's okay. We all have to experience once, and that's fine. There are other fish in the sea.
Many fish in the sea. Do you ever hang out at the downtown aquarium?
I have, yes.
I would imagine the Ferris wheel would be a good time for someone like you.
Yeah, I mean, you can get up there and you can get stuck for hours, and or you can just keep going over and over, and it's quite fun.
Absolutely. What's your favorite thing to order at the aquarium?
I like the red snapper.
Why?
Because it tastes good.
Fantastic.
What were you thinking?
No, I was just curious what you would order at a downtown aquarium restaurant. You know, just trying to get the woman's perspective on it.
Oh, well, the other thing is, you know, the snapper is, it's a very good fish and it's priced right, you know. I mean, remember, I was a dude and a female, so I have a perspective of both.
Mm-hmm. So it's about price, it's about flavor, and it's about how many times you have to visit the toilet afterwards for various reasons.
Well, it depends on, you know, how loose your junk is back there.
Which brings me to my next question. You know, I'd like to get the woman's perspective on modern tampon technology. Are you ultimately being served well by the current set of technology when it comes to tampons, or is this something that you could see improvement on?
Well, we call them transpons. So
transpons.
Mm-hmm.
Describe a transpon to my audience.
Well, it's like an old school tampon, but skinnier and much longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you insert it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does it require any kind of special lubricated applicator? You just take it and jam that sucker in like a pipe cleaner.
Well, it comes with a special lube on it already, so it makes it easier to slide in. But ultimately, you kind of put it towards the tip and press in, and it slides in. So it's almost like threading a needle.
Interesting. Folks, we're opening up the phones here, 210-888-9198, the number to call. If you have commentary on the woman's perspective here from Cinnamon, you have some good experiences with tampons or some other question, please give us a call, 210-888-9198. And it looks like we do have a caller right now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. My name is Little Billy, and I'm an eighth grader at Creekwood Middle School.
I don't need kids here on the program. Sir, you need to go back to bed. Thank you very much. 210-888-9198. If you are 18 and over, you may call this program and have a question for Cinnamon.
That little boy had a deep voice. Just saying.
Yeah. He sounded like he smoked at least a pack a day.
That or he gargled with motor oil. Good Lord.
Well, hey, I would imagine, shop class, you don't really get into automotive so early. It's more carpentry in my experience. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I went to a really small school, so we didn't really have a lot of stuff, especially in the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But we did have ag class.
Ah, I want to hear more about
that. In wood shop.
Hear more about that. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Welcome to the program. You're on with Cinnamon DeModel.
Hey, JJ and Cinnamon. This is Billy. You just hung up on me.
Billy, how old are you, Billy?
I'm 32.
You're 32. I thought there was a mistake made. I was under the impression that you were under the age of 18. It's past your bedtime, if that's the case. But since you're 32, welcome to the program. Did you have some questions for Cinnamon DeModel?
Yeah. Cinnamon, I was just wondering, what kind of music do you listen to, and are you involved in the rap game in any way?
Well, my favorite music is trance. I like
trance?
The beat of it. Trance.
Oh, trance. Oh, okay.
Right.
Like
techno.
Well, yeah, I get it. Do you like rap music at all?
I do. How about you?
Yeah, I really do. Who's your favorite rapper? I like Tekashi 6ix9ine a lot. You ever heard of him?
I have heard. I thought it was a he. Is it a they? Does he identify as a they?
No, he identifies as a he. He recently made the news. He got beat up in his gym locker room recently.
That's terrible. What for?
Disrespecting the Puerto Rican national baseball team, I believe.
Well, I could understand that. They are held to a higher power, and you should respect them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think it's really fair that he should have to get, beat up for that. Everyone has the right to work out and get swole. And I think that's actually in the Constitution. We learned about that in government class. I mean, 15 years ago when I was in government class, I am a 32-year-old man and not a 14-year-old adolescent boy.
Which amendment?
Yeah.
Which amendment says you can get swole? I absolutely agree that sounds like an amendment. I'm just trying to recollect which one says, you have a right to be swole.
Fall under a couple of things. I mean, the right to bear arms for sure. Build those guns, that gun collection. And then, the beating part might fall under cruel and unusual punishment, I would think. Don't you?
So right to bear arms, you think is the right to get swole? As a arm wrestler, I don't disagree.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're on the same page there. It is a bit ambiguous as to what, arms might be. It could be a semi-automatic rifle or some really swole guns. I think it's open to some interpretation, don't you guys?
I think it is ambiguous.
In all honesty, I think we're missing the point here. Takeyashi 6'9" was exercising his First Amendment right to shit on Puerto Ricans, and especially their shit baseball team. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he was trying to do, and that's what he was beaten for, in a very comparable way to Christ carrying the cross. He was beaten because he had the courage to speak out against that meddlesome, disgusting baseball team. And a bunch of people got upset about it. That's what happened.
I don't know if you saw the video, but he basically stood up to the crowd, you know, and gave them all the finger. And, you know, he was punished for it
in a very gruesome way.
You know, let those colors fly, whether it be red, white, and blue, or, you know, red, yellow, pink, blue, green, colored hair and teeth, I think.
No question. I will tell you this. I do enjoy fried plantains, though, in all honesty. Shitty baseball aside, it's good stuff.
They're nice. I mean,
those are.
JJ, you served in the military, didn't you? Didn't you serve to protect people flying colors of all nationalities, whether it be the U.S. flag or the right to do a lot of cocaine?
No.
Okay, I'm a bit confused about what it means to be an American.
Let me ask, is your favorite movie character Patrick Bateman?
No, why would that be my favorite movie character?
Because you mentioned the right to do cocaine.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be a celebrity to do lots of
privilege.
Sure,
it's a form of white privilege. You're putting white powder up your nose that's made by brown people in many places.
Well,
isn't it come from the earth?
Not after
being washed through a bunch of gasoline and various other substances. Sure.
It's all natural. That we learned that in health class at ninth,
this morning,
ninth grade, many years ago when I was a teen.
I think Takeyashi 6'9". One of his issues is people don't take him seriously, and my advice to him would be, you know, take the Skittles out of your teeth, you know, get yourself a haircut, right? Put on a khaki fatigue style suit, put on black boots with metal backs, and a very nice looking combination cap, and join in the fun downtown at Numbers on a Wednesday night. Wouldn't you agree, Cinnamon? I'd say that's a good place to start.
Yeah, Numbers is a great hangout spot.
Yeah. It beats a Metro bus bathroom. A little bit more space to work with there.
You know it.
Sure, or an LA Fitness locker room, I guess, in his case.
It didn't sound like it worked out well there. Too many Puerto Ricans.
No. There's nothing you can do about that. But, are you suggesting that he just clean up his act and get a normal job?
I think so, and maybe start hanging out with a different crowd where he's not fixating on putting Puerto Ricans in their place. You know, these folks know their place. And they don't need Takeyashi 6'9 telling them that their baseball team sucks and that they need to go cook some plantains. I don't think that's right.
Didn't he go to jail for attempted murder or something like that as well and ratted his friends out?
Well, he did
for a little while. But they let him out because they were afraid he might catch COVID and die.
Yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable thing to let the guy out for. I think, look, he wanted to cooperate with the right people. He wanted to get the people who were bad and the trouble they deserve. And he wanted to continue on a career where he's free to make fun of other people's nationalities. So, hey, it's the American way, right?
What kind of career you think is most suitable for a man who has 69 tattooed on his face?
Cinnamon, you want to jump on that one?
I mean, I'm thinking porno, but, you know, there's other things, I guess. You know, corporate America is really forgiving nowadays.
Well, it's hard to have an OnlyFans when you don't have many fans.
Well, no. Sounds like our caller, little Billy. Sorry, grown-up Billy might be
grown
a fan.
Up, but grown-up Billy, okay?
Oh, correct.
We're going to take a break here at JGHI Radio and come right back to Big Billy and Cinnamon here on JGHI Radio. If you got additional questions, you want to join the fun, 210-888-9198. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Ah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns. We've got strobes. We've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
All right, folks, first we've got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going. $150 where? We got $150 bid now, $175. Now $175. Anybody want to go $175? Now $200. $200 now. Now $225. Anybody want to go $225? Now $250. $250 now. $275. $275. Now $300. $325. Where? $320. I'm kind of drunk. But, you know, I'm working on it.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffin's life, I would be forever grateful.
It's JGHI Radio. Welcome back. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Not sure what's going on with Twerkatron there, but it was a lively intro. A little bit of time left here with Big Billy and Cinnamon DeModel. Y'all still there with us?
Still here, JJ.
Hey, you said it at the same time. You know what that means.
No.
Billy, do you like hanging out in libraries?
Yes. Sometimes, you know, when I want to read about, you know, things that are important, like my favorite rappers and, you know, stuff that matters.
Sure, stuff that matters is great.
Or when you have a book report due, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I did have book reports due many years ago. But, yeah, not so much recently, except I am particularly interested in the rap game and how it relates to the Bill of Rights. You guys think that would be a good topic for a ninth grade government paper? Just asking for a friend.
Absolutely. And by the way, you asked me my favorite rapper. It's Fifth Avenue. That's my favorite rapper. After a good Fifth Avenue bar. Yeah.
Saks Fifth Avenue. Ball Sack Fifth Avenue.
Nope. Just Fifth Avenue.
Good, Big Billy. Cinnamon.
Thanks, JJ.
What section of the library do you spend your time in most often?
More like the nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
What types of nonfiction do you like to read by yourself and to others?
I mean, I enjoy romance novels.
Daniel Steele.
I think Danielle, correct?
Sure. Who else?
Like H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds. That was a good book.
It's a great book. You
got those kind of spidery looking aliens that. It kind of reminds me of Tekashi 6ix9ine's hair, which is why I like it.
I'm also a fan of R.L. Stine.
Why so?
Because it gives me goosebumps.
Ooh.
Are you sure that's what those are?
Well, my doctor...
You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, three of my four doctors say I'm fine. And it's not admissible, not transmittable.
One of the books I've read recently was this is Esmeralda Santiago. She's got a great book called When I Was a Puerto Rican. So she has transitioned away from being a Puerto Rican and moved into a very different type of identity, leaving Brooklyn and going to Harvard. Very interesting study of redemption, of shaving the unibrow, and ultimately adopting McDonald's every morning and afternoon. Great book. You can get it right now on discoverpuertorico.com. When I Was a Puerto Rican by Esmeralda Santiago. What do you make of that?
Well, I never realized you can transition your ethnicity. That's really a cool concept.
Have you seen Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I thought he was Puerto Rican.
I doubt that.
not anymore.
Yeah.
At least.
They beat it out of him.
Yeah.
So that's like a forced transition? Well, you can always tell when Tekashi 6ix9ine has been beaten up in a bathroom. Because you have little Skittle veneers, lying all around on the ground. I remember back in high school, in my days, you could always tell when a fight happened between two girls because you'd see hair extensions on the floor as you're walking into class. You know what I mean, Big Billy?
No, I don't know if I do. I don't spend a lot of time in the women's restroom or locker room, but it sounds like it would be kind of fun.
It's a great place. Right, Cinnamon?
Do that.
Oh, yes. Nowadays, it's so great. I can just go in there and hang out and, chill with the girls.
Playing with the girls. Kenny Loggins should re-release that song,
We just soap each other up.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Play a game of volleyball or two, and what happens, happens.
That's right. We play Flip Cup in there. It's awesome.
Flip Cup in the women's locker room. What happens when you lose?
You have to make out with a butterface.
Well, you certainly would have your pick in that situation. It is 9:59 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, and it is that time on JJHI Radio where we have to say goodbye. We don't want to, but we have responsibilities, as do these fine men and women on this program. You've been listening to us live via 365 radio stream. I'd like to thank my guest, Cinnamon DeModel. Thank you for being on the program this evening.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
And Big Billy, you can go fuck yourself. It's JJHI Radio. We'll see you next week.
Go back to bed, Billy.
Yeah, go back to bed, Billy. See you next time.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Metro. Houston Metro. Moving you in and out of big and small places. And Corona Light. Corona Light. It's not bad. See you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. only at jjheadinterest.com. Good evening.